Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Give us a ring on the fan hotline, 412-928-9370, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Some Steelers news, notes, nuggets to come out, actually, from Radio Row, which I think is the most vile place on earth, Radio Row. We'll get to those a little bit later on in the hour. We're also going to quiz Callis, and we did it last week to rave reviews. This was Doran's brainchild. You came up with a good idea for today. It's Super Bowl related. I think it's going to be outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into more of those details in the final segment here of the hour. But we have spent no time on the Super Bowl, like none this week. And I can't remember the last time that was the case in Super Bowl week, where we just didn't talk about the game. And I wonder if there's a, I mean, millions and millions and millions of people are going to watch. I'm not arguing the other side of that. But I do think there's a level of apathy for this game because it's a rematch, because it's the Chiefs. We both took the Chiefs earlier in the week. Said it was subject to change. You feeling any different now?
Not at all. I'm feeling even better about my decision. As little as we've been talking about it, and I feel like it's a general we, I think a lot of people haven't really been talking about it. There are some really good storylines.
Oh my God!
Game. Like you know, for, I mean, you could start from Andy Reid going against the Eagles. I mean, if the three-peat, you could talk about Jalen Hurts and how much he needs this game. Sirianni, you know, second time in 5 years. We talked about that earlier with the Steelers, the expectations and things of that nature. You know, the roster of the Eagles compared to the roster of the Chiefs. Like, will Travis Kelce retire? I would if I were him. He can barely move, and he dates Taylor Swift. Like, he doesn't need any money. Like, there's so many storylines. Honestly, we could be talking about it, but it just you. I don't know what it is. It's like, okay, if the Chiefs win, then you expect it. It's like, okay, yeah, they won. Oh yeah, hurrah! If the Eagles win, it's like, yeah, you have the best roster. You paid all this money. You have great draft picks. Yeah, that makes sense that you win. But if you really want to dig deep, I feel like there's good storylines.
I think the Eagles are going to win.
And I'm on the Chiefs.
I think the Eagles are going to win. I think the Eagles are the better team, top to bottom.
Oh, please. They totally are. Who gives a rat's ass? They were a couple of years ago. Don't you know the Chiefs are inevitable, Pat?
No, I don't. I think the Eagles are going to win by 14, or it's either going to be an Eagles convincing win, or the Chiefs are going to win in a game-winning drive, because that's how that would be the storyline. Either the Eagles are going to keep it, they're going to blow them out of the water, and there's nothing the league or the refs can do to keep it to keep it close, or the Chiefs are going to somehow find a way to win. I forget the exact number, but Trey Wingo did a bit about game-winning or tying drives and opportunities like in playoff games, and Mahomes is like 7-for-7. Brady's like 3-for-7.
Dang.
3-for-8. Wow. And he's 7-for-7. So like it comes down to that. I'm not feeling real good about my pick, but here's one for you. I believe in this kind of stuff, and I know you do too.
He pointed at Dorn.
Gruden had this. Super Bowl was Saquon Barkley's 28th birthday. The last NFL rushing champion to win the Super Bowl was 28 years ago, Terrell Davis.
Mm.
Saquon Barkley's initials are SB. Super Bowl.
Mm.
He needs 30 yards to pass Terrell Davis for the all-time single-season rushing record.
Wow.
The Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
And now, here's another stat.
Saquon Barkley touchdown and Terrell Davis' initials are TD.
Here's another stat for you. Vic Fangio, defense coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles, 0-7 against Patrick Mahomes. Now, not with the Phillies defense. With Denver, with Miami.
Yep.
He didn't have Jalen Carter inside or Nolan Smith outside.
Zach Bond patrol in the middle of the field.
They're going to get 47-year-old Brandon Graham back for the game. But I've got all these stats. I watched this last night getting ready for today. Like, the Chiefs have thrown the ball beyond 10 yards 7 times in 2 playoff games. 7 times. They throw the ball behind the line of scrimmage 28% of the time. Guess who has the best defense against behind the line of scrimmage passes in the NFL? The Eagles. They have the best defense against pretty much everything. And they got a left guard starting at left tackle. The Chiefs do. So, I think the horses for Philly, man, overcome the savior.
Listen to him with all his analysis.
I love this stuff, man.
I know. I really do believe in that stuff, though.
I do believe in that stuff. Like, even, like, Jerome Bettis went in the Super Bowl. Like, it's in Detroit. Like, there's so many examples. Peyton Manning went in his Super Bowl. Like, I believe in all that stuff.
Don't all the Penn State fans out there want Saquon to get a Super Bowl?
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're a Steeler fan, and I love Steeler fans. I like the Steelers. But I grew up an Eagles fan. I'm okay to admit that. I like them both. How do you not want the Eagles to win? Like, how would you want Kansas City to win? Why?
Because a lot of these Eagles fans are Flyers fans. That's where I come down.
You're just putting this whole...
I don't want Flyers fans to be happy.
You're putting the Steeler dynasty farther and farther in the rearview mirror. It's already there. But Kansas City with a three-peat... This is the best run of football ever.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, though, but part of me now as a Steelers fan is a glutton for punishment. Like, I am so down on them for how little they've achieved the better part of the last decade that I almost feel like they get what they deserve with another franchise taking over the mantle place as the top franchise or the top dynasty of all time. Like, I feel like that puts them in the place that they deserve to be in right now. Like, oh, look at us. We're so friggin' awesome. Look at our library. It's got 6 Super Bowls. Yeah, what have you done for me lately? Okay, Kansas City, 3 in a row, 4-6. Yeah. That is success. Being better than the mean isn't success. So I kind of view it from that standpoint. I'll tell you the one thing I'm rooting for more than anything else. Sink or swim. I don't pray very often. And this isn't to God, this is to the radio gods. I just want Kenny Pickett to play.
Me too.
There's nothing I want in sports right now more than West Virginia to make the basketball tournament. But number 2 is Kenny Pickett to play in this Super Bowl. Sink or swim, just because I want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to root against him. I ain't going to do that. I don't know that I'm going to root for him because I hate people from Philadelphia. Sports 8.
I'm rooting hard for
him. I know that. I know you guys
are. We got three Pitt Panthers on the Eagles, man.
Three?
Avante Maddox, yeah. A.J. Woods on the practice squad. And they got Kenny.
Yep.
You guys have to want Kenny to play.
Oh my god,
yeah.
And I'd feel bad for Hurts because he got pulled out of a national championship and the backup wins. But you talk about the universe, right?
Oh. Yeah.
Last time the Eagles, the only time, in fact, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Nick Foles, backup quarterback.
I mean, and Kenny, you know, grew up an Eagles fan.
Yep.
You know, those little things I do pay attention to. If Kenny goes in and he wins, I mean, that would be, that'd be unbelievable.
It really. Would be the most fun that we've ever had on the show on Monday.
Yep. Oh, my God. How about a whole week?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a month.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know what Saquon Barkley's average touchdown length is this year?
Tell me.
32 and a half yards.
Shut up. No way.
You know that?
No.
32 and a half.
That's his average touchdown length?
Yes.
I think it's something like 80 games.
He's had like six runs of 60 plus yards.
That's insane to me.
Dude, he is the best player in the National Football League.
You know what helps him out, though? Sorry, Dorn. That Jalen gets all those tush-push touchdowns. Saquon would be getting all those, and it'd be taken away from his average. 32.8.
But also kills his fantasy points. Yep. He doesn't score more touchdowns, which hurt my son's team, which indirectly hurt me.
Yeah.
But 32 and a half yards is insane.
You just said he's the best player in the NFL, and you agreed with him.
There's no doubt.
Wow.
I said that in the middle of the season.
They asked him a question yesterday. They go, who's your favorite play of the year? And he goes, oh, I was going to say it was the touchdown run against so-and-so, but then I forgot I jumped over a guy backwards.
He's unbelievable.
He jumped over a guy backwards.
In Hard Knocks, when the Ravens were talking about that, did you see what Saquon did? When NFL players go, damn, I've never seen another one of my peers do that, it does perk your ears up. I've never seen that.
No.
He was like going full speed.
Craziest thing I've ever seen on a football field is whenever Andre punched, what's his name, Cortland Finnegan.
Oh, yeah.
Andre Johnson?
Yeah. I mean,
he was a dog.
Dog.
Cortland Finnegan got into fights with everybody, too.
Oh, yeah.
But Andre, he was throwing haymakers.
Yeah.
With the helmet on?
He ripped his helmet off, and then
then he did. Smart.
Yap. And you could hear. It was like somebody was getting, like, an NFL hit, but he was punching him.
It's like a UFC fight.
Yep. Then Andre, after the game, we go in the locker room. He was like, I'm about to get fined $20,000. I got $20,000 in my locker. They can have it.
That's a guy I don't think I'd want to mess with, Dorian.
No.
Built out of just granite. Yeah.
Yep.
Dog.
Yep.
This Super Bowl has massive intrigue. I don't know what you're talking about.
There's no intrigue. There's no buzz.
There's a lot of intrigue, but there's no buzz.
There's no buzz.
There's no buzz about it. Have you seen people talking about it, really? Like, a lot? But there is massive intrigue.
I think there's just a cloud over this city right now. I think nationally, there's plenty of buzz.
Is there?
About this game.
I don't know.
We're focused on Russell Wilson audibling.
That's right. But I think we got, listen, you don't become the number 5 mid-market sports radio show in the country if you don't have a pulse. You lick your finger and you put it up, see which way the wind's blowing. We have a good feel for what people want to hear and talk about.
Jay Glazer's got a good feel, too.
He does, and Pat has done a better job of being a radio host than I have, and we'll transition now into what Jay Glazer had to say about the Steelers quarterback situation. And if you know anything about Jay Glazer, if he says it, Mike Tomlin said it. That's coming up next. Someone texted in, if Kenny plays and wins, I will cry tears of joy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Get a life. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We're just throwing a million Twitter polls out there. Are you excited to watch the Super Bowl? @_Adam Crowley. You can text in your responses as well. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We're going to quiz Callis a little bit later on this hour. It's a bad phrasing of the question by me, because like this game doesn't get my juices going in a way that some past games have. Like, there have been other Super Bowls that I've been much more like interested in.
Who'd the Chiefs beat last year? I can't even remember.
49ers.
Oh, yeah.
Even that one didn't really do it for me. It's a hell of a game, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an awesome game. Overtime. But I'm always excited for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my feet up. I eat some dip, some chips.
Yep.
I'm going to put down, I don't know, 8,000 calories in a day, right? Like, that's what we do.
I mean, it's different now, too, and Pat can't relate, but, I mean, the betting part of it, like, is going to be just ridiculous. Like,
you're not allowed to bet?
All day. No.
Because of his affiliation with the university.
Yeah, right. Can't bet.
Mm-mm.
I can't bet. But you guys have fun with it.
We will.
I'm all for it.
Tomorrow. We're getting into that nitty-gritty.
Props and all that stuff.
Oh, my God. Lee Sterling going to join us at 9 o'clock. Odds and ends. Yeah.
He's always spot on with the national anthem because his daughter does it.
Yep.
So he has a little...
What about the anthem? Like the
over-under of the time of how long...
Really?
Yeah. Because his daughter does it for, I think, NFL games.
Yeah.
So he kind of knows, like...
Yeah, I'm a big anthem guy. Like, it sets the tone. Like, when Stapleton did it a couple years ago, and that was...
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
Whitney Houston.
Oh.
The best.
Have you seen the Philly saxophonist that does the national anthem and they have the eagle fly in?
Yeah.
It's a solo saxophonist and they let an eagle fly in.
I saw the eagle. I didn't hear the...
This is going to come off as unpatriotic and I really don't mean it to be that way.
You just hate Philly.
I hate Philly so much that I hate that eagle. Like, it fly... Right,
you don't think that's cool? That they can have an eagle just fly in the stadium and the eagle doesn't freak out and try to take somebody up with them?
Eagles are pretty much buzzards with a good PR agent.
What?
Eagles aren't smart animals. They're majestic and beautiful, but they eat trash. They eat dead creatures.
Do you see an eagle swoop down and take a live salmon out of the water? With its talons, those things are massive, dude.
And to be able to see
you
that
are,
and to know to go
out
do
of
that?
You are out of your mind.
Are you?
Yeah. You know what? You know he's thinking about death. You know who's going to kill him?
An eagle.
He's going to walk outside, and the eagle would lift your little light rear end right up off the ground.
I had no idea that take was going to be as I'm just going to get crushed for it as much as I am.
You, I mean, Eagles
crush
are.
Him, crush him on X.
I'm
crush
not, him. I'm not anti-Eagle. I just think that they're incredibly overrated.
You're un-American. You're un-American. What? What does it matter with you?
I mean, get some Rogaine, Baldy.
It did not land at all.
It landed for people like me who agree that Eagles are overrated. Speaking of Baldies, Jay Glazer.
Transition, too.
Really good. Pro.
He said yesterday on Radio Row,
Callous in there.
You'll see a new start for Russell Wilson elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, did we all not know that?
Everything that has happened this offseason, including the Jerry Dulac report, points you in the direction of Russell Wilson's not going to be the Steelers quarterback. No question. But when Jay Glazer reports anything regarding the Pittsburgh Steelers, it's coming straight from Tomlin.
Yes.
So we were trying to get to the bottom of who leaked what to Dulac and who had the most to gain from that. We don't have to play that game when Jay Glazer reports something. We just go, oh, Glazer said it, from Tomlin's lips to Glazer's ears, and then out to the general public.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be absolutely stunned now at this point if Russell Wilson is the Steelers' quarterback. But I'll take it one step further. I think he's going to retire. It was either, for me, Pittsburgh or the Raiders. I don't think the Raiders are interested now based on what I'm reading. I think he's going to walk away from the game. I don't think he wants to be a backup. And I don't think that there's any team out there that's willing to make him the starting quarterback.
It's very possible. But I'm not surprised he won't be in Pittsburgh. I mean, between the Audible story and then Jay now, it's trying to salvage it. And it got to the point where it was like, you know, thou doth protest. He was like, oh, I'm focused on Pittsburgh right now.
Right.
I mean, how can you justify paying him? The amount of money that you would have to pay him. I mean, whenever you paid him 1.2 this year to do what he did, how could you justify, I'm going to give him $30 million, $28 million a year? Like, you just can't I couldn't justify that.
No.
For what he did.
No.
And he was good, and then he was bad, and then he was good. No.
I'm actually heartened to hear that, though, that if it is coming directly from Tomlin, that there isn't this. And I admire this about Mike Tomlin, but at the same time, it's a flaw. Is this bullishness to prove people wrong? And I think, you know, when you can identify that there's no path forward with that, you just cut bait and don't prolong it.
Yeah.
So the Justin Fields courtship or re-courtship commences, and they're going to need another one. You know, I saw reports about Joe Milton. I mean, I don't know how plausible that is if Justin Fields is your guy, but at least you could move forward.
It would be in line with what Art said about wanting a backup quarterback with a similar skill set to your starting quarterback. Now, Joe Milton's got a much better arm.
Oh my! I saw him, and there are people that know a lot about the game that want to see him be the quarterback. I watched him live when we played Tennessee in 21, and he overthrew receivers by an average of 10 yards, 55 yards down the field.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he could throw a ball through a cinder block wall.
Can't you work with that, though? Wouldn't you rather have that to work with?
There's something about it that is hard to – I think it's hard. Like, I haven't studied him, admittedly, to see his touch, to see his – does he have a changeup? Because sometimes those guys just throw heat rockets constantly. And Fields does that a little bit, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
His touch and throw screens and stuff, and it's like, man, like, chill, dude. I'm right here. Or a shallow crossing route's like, yeah, it's like hurts you, and like you can't keep your, like, a guy like you that can run. I'm trying to throw the softest pass I can so that you don't have to worry about catching it. You just keep moving. But when it's like, if it hits your chest, it hurts, you know. And Joe Milton's got a cannon, but he got pulled in that game against Pitt. He got pulled for Hendon Hooker. So that's a long time ago, and he's obviously done well with his career. I would be intrigued to see him as a backup and get some playing time. I'm not sure you can coach that per se, but he's certainly got all the measurables.
I'd be down with that.
I'd be down with that, and I'd send him right where Josh Allen went to fix his
yes
fine tune his skills.
Yes,
yeah, like yep. I mean, I would set my pride aside if I was the organization, if the Steelers acquired him, and be like, all right, whoever that guy is that fixed your arm, hey, Joe, I'm bringing that guy in, or Joe, you're going to work with him. And then we'll roll.
Yeah, talent's not the issue. Yeah,
but as a backup, though.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, not a starter. He's not the starting quarterback of the Steelers in 2025.
No, but he'd get a lot of work.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
With Fields and injury history and how I think you'd want to play with Justin Fields, within Arthur Smith's offense, using him as a legitimate runner, having someone like that is you're betting on a little bit, is I think the ideal scenario to set you up for making a decision next year on the true future of that position.
And it depends on what you'd pay for it too. Like, I mean, I'm not giving up a mid-round draft pick. I'd try to go with a later round draft pick, and then there's an advantage there. Instead of taking a Milroe in the third round, you get a Milton for a seventh round pick, and you don't, or a sixth, although they don't have a sixth. Okay, let's say seventh round pick. They don't have to pay the signing bonus either.
Right.
Which is all good. All right, coming up next, I don't know that this is good. George Pickens has gone out looking for advice this offseason. The guy who's giving him advice, I don't know that I want giving him advice. That's next. Then we quiz Callis. Quiz Callis coming up next. Super Bowl theme. We ask Callis sports questions that pretty much all locked-in sports fans know, and we see if he knows them. That's coming up. Right now, George Pickens got advice this offseason, guys. You know who he got it from?
Want us to guess?
Yeah.
Current player?
No.
Former player?
Yeah.
Former wide receiver?
Yep.
Terrell Owens.
In that category.
Chad Ochocinco.
You got it.
Oh, really?
So when I read it, I thought, I don't know. But then I read what he said. And I actually think that maybe Chad Ochocinco, Chad Johnson, is the perfect guy to talk to George Pickens. Because he said, quote, I don't want to sit here and talk about what we talked about, but I told him, listen, that window of opportunity, boy, that bleep shrinks real fast now. It doesn't matter how good you are, they will tolerate you until they can replace you, end quote. That's actually a good message. And we've talked about that with George for a while. Like, he's so talented. And you and I agree on this. He's not a bad guy. There's maturity issues. And that seems to come along with the position, too. Chad understands it because he went through it.
Yeah.
And lived it. And so if he's saying, George, buddy, you could be making $30 million a year. But if you screw this up, you could be Martavis Bryant. You could be, I guess the better example would be a Chase Claypool. You could be that guy. Talented, and then you run out of the league real fast. I actually don't mind it, Doran.
No, I think it's perfect. I think there's nothing better whenever somebody, does something early on in their life and then grows and matures and says that, what I did before was wrong, and then tries to help out people seeing that they're going down that same path and saying, like, listen, like, I did what you're doing.
Yeah.
It didn't work. And Ochocinco could be like, I was way better than you were at the time, and it still didn't work. I had to change, and I wish that I could go back and not be the way that I was. Like, I think that that's perfect advice from a guy that was so outspoken and just did things a different way. But honestly, I mean, I've been around Chad before. I played with him. One of the hardest workers, too, though.
Yes.
Like, that's what people don't see. Chad knows how to work. Chad had a lot of productivity in the NFL, and he knows how to get open. He knows how to beat double teams, the little stuff, the football stuff, he can help George with too. But alongside of saying, don't be like me, because they'll find another one of you. They found another one of me. So take it for what you want, but I'm trying to help you right now. I see what path you're going down. I was down that path, and it didn't work.
Yeah, I think it's relatable. I'm happy to hear that the message was what the message was, because that's what it needs to be. And I think for a guy like George, Ochocinco is probably a guy he watched as a kid, right? And it's different when you bring a guy in here that did things right their whole career, right? And they want to mentor him, or it's a positional coach, or
like
something.
Larry.
Yeah, like that's like that's not a comp, right? Ochocinco is a comp, freakish talent. Pedigree, athletic ability, playmaker, but a bit of an enigma. And I think that, but listen, in today's society, that kind of stuff kind of sells, though. That's what's a little bit difficult, I think, about managing it is for George, right? Like his celebrations, the stuff he does, like the kids love that. The fans love that. It sells jerseys, but it doesn't win games. And that message is hard to get. It's hard to land that message unless the messenger is correct. And I think in this case, that probably is the right type of messenger, even though he has no skin in the game. He's not a coach for the Steelers. He's not on staff. He's not a former Steeler.
In fact, he probably doesn't like him.
But he's looking at a kid, he's looking at a player and a young man that whose maturity or lack thereof is holding them back. And it's nothing more than that. It's not malice. It's not he's not a bad person. It's maturity. And sometimes it's hard to zoom out when you're that age or you're in it and realize what's impeding your progress. And hopefully a message from someone like that helps him.
I've changed my opinion on George, too. I can't say out of one side of my mouth, the Steelers aren't going to win the Super Bowl this year, and then out of the other side of my mouth say, you got to move on from George Pickens. If I've already acknowledged they ain't going to win, and I've said they need a wide receiver, well, if you move off him, you're going to need more than that. If they're not going to win this year, why not give him the final year and just figure it out? If he can make it work, great. He's here. Pay him. And if not, okay, move on. You're not winning Jack this year anyhow. Like, give him one more shot.
Yeah.
That's where I've come down on. Sure. And you've been there for a while.
Yep.
I've come around on that.
They don't have to pay him right now.
They do not. And I don't think you need to, like last offseason, create a hole that you don't have currently. You have a really good young wide receiver. Maybe he doesn't figure it out. Maybe it gets worse next year. But maybe it doesn't. I'd like to find out. I'd also like to find out how many prominent players in the Super Bowl Callis knows what college they came from. You're not going to look it up. I'm going to hover over your shoulder now for the entire break, Callis. We're quizzing Callis next. What do we do, like 10 of these? And we'll set an over-under. We're quizzing Callis coming up next. Yeah! It's time for Quiz Callis.
He's pumped.
Callis is?
You.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is Who pumped. Wants to Be a Millionaire?
No, we're not legally allowed to play that. This is derivative, however.
It sounds just like it.
Yeah, well, no, it doesn't sound just like it.
It sounds
very
similar.
Careful.
Very similar.
There you go. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Here's how this is going to go. We're doing this every Thursday while Pat's here because it makes it more fun. We're going to quiz Callis. We're going to ask him sports questions that we feel like the average sports fan would be able to answer correctly because we don't think he will. Today, prominent players in the Super Bowl, where they went to college. I just want to test something real quick. Callis, where did Ben Roethlisberger go to college?
Miami. No, was he from Miami? I don't know for sure.
Oh, no.
Miami what?
Or Miami of Ohio.
There you go.
Okay, very good, very good.
There you go, fella.
All right, he passed that one.
It took him a while.
It did.
Serious.
Texas Tech! All right.
That's so good.
Now, Doran, you grab players here.
Yes.
So what are we going to do, 10?
Yeah, we'll do around there.
And last week it was the Pitt football schedule. And we set the over-under at 5.5, and he got 5. What are we setting the over-under at this week?
4.
Wow.
What were you?
Can we throw a hook on there?
You guys know, right? You guys are on. I'm going to guess them, too.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's going to guess.
So Callis will guess, and then I'll guess, and we'll see.
You're getting at least 7.
Callis, he might get them all.
He probably should.
Yeah.
If I don't, then we got issues.
Yeah, is this like current players?
In the Super Bowl.
This year.
Yes.
Last year.
Joe Montana. In history, best players, I don't know. Just clarifying.
In the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Sunday.
I'm setting the over-under at
3.5.
3.5 is what I was thinking, too.
Yep.
All right, let's do it.
All right, ready? Patrick Mahomes.
Wait, you got to give him time. You got to give him time, Patty.
Jeez.
We can give him one clue, right? One clue?
Yeah, Cuban sandwiches.
Loud noises.
Oklahoma's ringing a bell. No. No.
Just guess, dude. Come on.
That's a guess. I don't know.
Oklahoma's your guess?
Sure.
Texas Tech.
Texas Tech.
Oh, that's good. That's
Texas.
That's real good.
Yeah. 0-1.
We'll do 5 Chiefs and 5 Eagles. All right, next. Travis Swift, Kelsey.
I don't know this at all.
I'll give you the state. Ohio.
Did he go to Ohio State?
No.
Okay.
Bearcats, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati Bearcats.
Oh, man.
Good for him.
Oh,
0-2, off to a terrible start.
Oh, man. That's as easy as it's probably going to get for the Kansas City Chiefs. DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver, Kansas City Chiefs. The state. South Carolina.
University of South Carolina. I don't know. Is that it?
You were wrong.
Clemson.
Good stuff.
Clemson. The Tigers. Justin Watson.
I don't know.
He went to South Fayette High School. He's a Whoopiel product.
I do remember
the
that.
State.
I don't know what school he went to.
Pennsylvania.
Did he go to Pitt?
No.
Penn State.
Penn.
He went to University of Pennsylvania.
Penn.
Callous, man.
Is that 0-4?
Yeah, it's 0-4. I got to find one more. I'm trying to find
the
some
old
hard.
Jack Sawinski.
I'm trying to find some easy ones for him. Man. Let's go with.
You might have to just flip to the Eagles.
Kareem Hunt.
Oh.
The state. Ohio.
He'll never get this.
Yeah, he'll never get it.
Pitt played him this year, right?
Correct.
They go to Cincinnati, too?
Nope.
Kent State.
Cool.
Nope.
He didn't. Where'd he go?
Toledo.
Oh, he went to Toledo. Okay, I got one
Pat
wrong.
Pat got run wrong. Wow.
I thought he went to Kent State.
Wow. Just played him. Yeah. Okay, the Eagles. You ready?
Yes.
Come on, you have to get one of these.
Oh, my goodness.
You have to get one of these.
Talked about it earlier.
Give him a freebie.
Kenny Pickett.
Pitt.
Okay.
Yeah, it's easy.
Saquon Barkley.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
This is the moment. This is it. Wait, he went to Penn State.
Okay.
There he is. Atta, baby.
There
you go, kid.
Go.
One for the Gipper.
Two away from pay dirt.
Jalen Hurts.
Two opportunities.
You have two opportunities here because he played for two schools.
Well, that doesn't make me feel better. Ohio State.
No.
Oklahoma. Alabama.
So he played for Oklahoma. That's great.
Okay. He's got two left, right? He's got to get them both right.
That's right.
Avante Maddox.
Oh, come on.
He plays corner for the Eagles.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's tough.
I'll give you a clue.
He's trying not to give it away.
I'll give you a clue. Their mascot is a panther.
Well, there's the Pitt Panthers. That's really the only one I know. And the Carolina Panthers, but they're in the NFL. They're not a college team.
Okay, so?
So, what's...
FIU?
What do you mean, come on? Is it Pitt?
Yes.
Oh,
my gosh.
Wow.
One. He's got to go 1-for-1 for Pater.
Oh, man. Okay.
Get fourth and goal from the one.
This push, push. All the marbles.
Push, push.
All the marbles. Oh, man. Let's look at this roster. Let's make it a good one. Oh, man. Let's go with Devontae Smith, wide receiver, the Eagles. The school has already been named.
Clemson.
Ah, no.
I didn't even think about it.
I don't know.
He won the Heisman Trophy.
Thinking just going to waste time. We're 3 minutes at the top of the air.
All right, there you go. Callis.
Alabama.
2 weeks in a row. Olihu Zeher.
Woeful performance.
Man.
Woeful. This is going to help him, though.
He's
because
learning.
Because he's going to accumulate knowledge through epic failure.
And then Callis, maybe who's the head coach for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Nick Sirianni.
Who's the head coach for the Chiefs?
Andy Reid.
Okay, so there we go.
Where did Patrick Mahomes go to college?
Texas Tech.
Okay.
Texas Tech.
Just making
my new favorite college.
Just making sure you learn.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, it's three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth of the Sink of Truth podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the Stink of Truth. Follow and listen to Stink of Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.